This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. World leaders are calling for an immediate ceasing of hostilities as heavy fighting rages between Azerbaijanis and Armenians in the Nagorno-Karabakh region in the Southern Caucasus. Russian President Vladimir Putin, French President Emmanuel Macron, and U.S. President Donald Trump issued a statement as co-chairs of the Minsk Group, which was founded in the early 1990s to try and find a peaceful solution to this conflict. But Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said a ceasefire was only possible if Armenia ended its occupation of Azerbaijani territory. Fighting between the two sides has been escalating since it first broke out on Sunday. It's the worst violence the region has suffered in decades. The enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but it's governed by ethnic Armenians. Two former Soviet republics fought a war from 1988 through 1994 over the territory. And in this latest violence, dozens of people have been killed and hundreds wounded. For some background here, Armenia is majority Christian. Azerbaijan is majority Muslim. Turkey has close ties to Azerbaijan, and Azerbaijan has a lot of oil, while Russia and Armenia are allies. But Russia also has good relations with Azerbaijan. In short, the area is a potential powder keg, say analysts, and many eyes are watching. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his suspected poisoning and stressed, though, that he was not afraid. Navalny was flown from Russia to Berlin in August after falling ill on a domestic flight. Germany says they treated him there for poisoning by a potentially deadly nerve agent. He's been discharged. Kremlin has denied any involvement in the incident and said it has yet to see evidence of a crime. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.